This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts,
we're getting ready
real
to
people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I'll be filling in for the night for Joe. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com, and there's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook and discuss what the issues are we're talking about of the day online. The news just gets crazier and crazier and crazier every single day. The latest in the Kavanaugh debacle is some woman claims that she went to parties with Brett Kavanaugh and there was gang rapes and they were spiking the drinks with drugs and that's how they were able to gang rape women, girls. Of course, she was in college, and she was going back to high school parties when this supposedly happened, and she kept going to these parties even after she saw it. The first time, she went to 10, supposedly, and she knew not to drink the spiked trunk, the spiked punch, but apparently one time it happened to her anyway. These people have lost their minds. Like, beyond lost their minds. And this is no longer just about Kavanaugh, because it really isn't about Kavanaugh. It's about Trump. They're really still angry that they lost the election. They're really still angry that it isn't Hillary Clinton picking a Supreme Court justice who would be a left-wing advocate, activist judge. They are really angry, and they are taking it out on Kavanaugh by making up bogus claims. And let's face reality, kids. These claims are all bogus. They are making up these claims, but they are using Kavanaugh as their punching bag. But the reality is it's not even against the Republican Party. What the left is doing is against all Americans. They are mocking and laughing at all Americans saying, yep, we're just going to do this because we didn't get our way and we can say whatever we want. And if you don't do what we say, we're going to keep it up. Republicans owe it to Americans to keep pushing and nominate Kavanaugh, who by all standards is one of the best, most qualified candidates in modern history to the Supreme Court. Far more qualified than Obama's picks, and the Republicans hardly lifted a finger about Obama's picks. What the left is doing to Kavanaugh is despicable and disgusting and vile. But what they're doing to all Americans by pulling this and doing this is basically punching Americans in the face and saying, you're going to do what we tell you, whether you like it or not, whether we're telling the truth or not. It doesn't matter because this is what we want and this is what you're going to do. We can't tolerate that as a country. As Americans, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent. I don't care. Even Democrats and independents know this behavior is despicable and disgusting. And it's mocking our entire republic. It's mocking all the policies and processes we have in place and have had in place for years. It's mocking the justice system. It's mocking actual sexual assault victims who Democrats suddenly seem to care about, except they didn't care about them when, you know, the multiple sexual assault victims made claims against Bill Clinton, even though they had actual evidence to back up their claims. One of them, Paula Jones, actually received $850,000 in a settlement from Clinton. But this, at the same time, Democrats are doing this to Kavanaugh and trying to say women should be believed. They're ignoring the woman who claims Keith Ellison, one of the heads of the DNC, beat her. That's okay, though. He's a Democrat, just like Bill Clinton was a Democrat, just like Ted Kennedy, who drove a woman to drown to death, was a Democrat. But again, whether you're Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Democrat, Green Party, doesn't matter. What Democrats and the left is doing is egregious to all Americans. Not just Kavanaugh, not just the Republican Party, not just the Senate Judiciary Committee, not just to Kavanaugh's family, to all Americans. And I'm going to be talking about that on a couple different segments tonight. The last two segments, I have guests on to talk with me about that, to get their point of view. But on this first segment coming up, I want to talk about Republicans getting out the vote. Because if you aren't mad, if you aren't completely outraged by what's going on, then you aren't paying attention. And in order to tide the blue wave, and I know some people are saying, oh, there's not going to be a blue wave. That's just, you know, polls lying again. Think again. Because Democrats are so angry and mad that Trump is still in the White House. And Republicans still have control, and this whole, they have another SCOTUS nomination. They are active out there. They are hardcore getting out the vote. They are going door to door. They are holding signs. They are putting signs everywhere. They are calling people, driving all kinds of places to get people to vote. They are spending tons of money, billions across the country to get out the vote. They are doing all of this. What are Republicans doing? And we'll be back in a minute with a grassroots activist in Texas, Scott Osborne, to talk just about that.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5300 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. Now, before the break, I was talking about Republicans and what they're doing to get out the vote, and I wanted to bring in a proud Texan grassroots activist who's also a professional writer, business owner, preacher, and teacher of the gospel, and someone I consider a friend, Scott Osborne. Scott, welcome to Joe Messina.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's an honor to be on with you today.
I thought of you instantly when I realized I wanted to do this segment, because I know you are a grassroots activist. You get out the vote. You do all kinds of stuff in Texas. And, I wanted to get your take on what you think about what's going on around the country. Do you think Republicans are really as activated and motivated as Democrats right now?
I think it depends on where you're at. Kim, that I was raised and lived a long time in California, where mm-hmm. the Republicans in California just really had no excitement whatsoever. I think they've got more this year than they've had in a long time. John Cox seems to be really doing things. Of course, now I'm fortunate. I live here in Texas where the grassroots are hyperactive. But I'm seeing something this year in Texas that I haven't in the first 5 years that I lived here. They are going crazy. They are absolutely. I'm seeing people door knock, which is very important in Texas, that have never door knocked. I'm seeing people make phone calls that have never made phone calls. They talk about the blue wave coming. Well, there's definitely a lot of motivation on the part of the Democrats. But it's going crazy on the Republican side as well. And I think different parts of the country, you're going to have that. I think they're really excited down in Florida. The numbers really starting to look really good down in Florida. And there's different places. Right now, Oregon, the gubernatorial race is looking about 50-50 in a deep blue state.
Wow.
So you've got the grassroots really, really pushing up there as well. I don't think it's going to be quite what the news media has been putting out over the last few months. I think it's going to quite look
right.
Like that.
Yeah, I see, and I think you're right. It depends on where you are, because I hear people complaining locally that Republicans aren't really doing anything. They're not getting out there and doing the things that the easy things, like writing letters to the editor or holding signs at a street corner during rush hour for their candidates. Some places are obviously more active than others, but I'm seeing some places, some states, some communities being a little bit more lax or maybe thinking it's not going to happen. Whereas, like you said, in Texas, they're motivated and people are doing stuff that never did it before. It's really kind of odd.
It really is. And I'll tell you, the more it's in any election, especially in off-season, the more fired up people are about what's going on in Washington, D.C., tends to drive things. Donald Trump's got the left fired up. But right now, this stuff with Kavanaugh is doing, I think it's going to backfire on him. Because there's a lot of people in Texas that are just really, really sick and tired of this. And it's all about that voter turnout. We talk a lot about polls. We see polls all the time. And polls don't give us results. Polls are a part of an equation that will give us the results. You have to factor in momentum, because sometimes a poll is taken and a candidate's on their way up and they totally wipe out the polls. But you've got to factor in voter turnout. And that's where this momentum comes in. And that's what happened during the 2016 election. Donald Trump, he was behind in the polls. But boy, he got the people out to vote. And Hillary didn't. She was ahead in the polls. Her people didn't show.
Right.
And that's really what's going to make the difference this next November.
And, and that's a lesson to be learned, I think, for Republicans this election, because Hillary just thought she was going to just roll right into that White House. And the polls were showing that she had the momentum and, that she was on her way up and on her way in. And, of course, all the pundits said that, too. But, she just thought, well, everything was going great. Everything's going my way. I'm entitled to this. I'm going to get it. And some of them were really, well, as we know, watching the crying videos, Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I shouldn't laugh at someone else's pain. But, you know, watching those videos, they were super shocked. Like, a lot of us on the ground were like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm sure some people were like, no, we're going to win it. Trump, you know, on the Trump team, we're going to win it. But, you know, it was unsure for someone like me. I was unsure what was going to happen. Although I saw the momentum on Trump's side on a ground level. But that's what I don't want Republicans, I'm not even a Republican, but I don't think Republicans should think that they're just going to walk right in just because the economy's good, right? And Trump is saying the things people want to hear because Democrats are really spending a ton of money on this election, even in Texas, in the Cruz race. I think I saw somewhere where little boy Beto, pajama boy Beto, was spending like three times as much.
Definitely.
That it's going to matter, but...
And a lot of it's money coming from California and New York. And he's not taking a lot of PAC money. But he's definitely taking some out-of-state money. And it's amazing to me how much money they actually spend on some of these races.
Well, and that's what I've been seeing. That's what I've been watching in special elections across the country, even little tiny state races. I've been watching it all across the country. And the left, it's like they have a money tree, and it doesn't end. It just, they keep throwing money at race after race after race. And it's all kinds of other outside left-wing organizations that are also pushing it as well, you know, pushing based on issues or whatever that are also supporting candidates. And it's, I've never seen this much money being spent over the past, I don't know, 5 years as I have. Or maybe it just wasn't as obvious. But they're spending a ton of money. I mean, can Republicans even keep up with that?
Well,
you know,
I've got a different version of what goes on with money. And I always like to refer back to Eric Cantor and David Bratt. You know, David Bratt spent the same amount of money that Eric Cantor spent on restaurant eating during the campaign. And he walked away with the election. It wasn't close even. It was a decent little margin that he did. And he really did it with the grassroots. He really did it with the people that were out there that were knocking doors, talking to people, getting the vote out. He had a team. You and I, years and years and years ago, back in the day, were on Team Kane for Herman Cain. And we did a lot of the same things.
Scott, hold that thought. Scott, hold that thought. We'll be right back in a minute after this break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's a big, fat con job.
President Trump continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who now faces sexual misconduct allegations from three women.
This is one of the highest quality people that I've ever met. And everybody that knows him says the same thing. And these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases.
The president said he would withdraw the nomination if he thought Kavanaugh was guilty. Attorney Michael Avenatti represents a woman who said she was raped at a party that Kavanaugh attended. He was on MSNBC.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared to meet with the FBI, disclose everything that she knows, disclose additional witnesses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on TheRealSide.com. I am joined again by Scott Osborne, who is a hardcore political activist in Texas, the great state of Texas. And we're talking about elections and Republicans getting out the vote and how we can make, how they can make it happen for this upcoming election, which is less than 6 weeks or just about 6 weeks from now? No, not even. Yikes. It's coming up quick.
Five weeks.
Oh, it's going to be an insane 5 weeks until then.
It is.
But I would like to be playing the Ding Dong the Witch is Dead video again like I did last time. You know. But, you know, I've been talking to people, and I think some people that are in solid red districts, maybe not where you are, but in other places, just don't think it's a big deal. And I don't know, is this something that's normal on the midterms? And I don't mean special elections, because that's a different ballgame. But are people just more lackadaisical, you think, during midterms than they are during the presidential election? I know general voters are, but I'm talking about political party voters. They're the ones who should be really, truly in tune and hyper about the midterms, wouldn't you think?
Well, and you would think. And we always know that whoever's occupying the White House, generally in the midterms, they turn around and they lose Congress. And I don't think it's necessarily going to happen this time, but I think what happens is people get this mentality of, well, we won. Everything's okay now. And Kim, you and I follow politics on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we're talking about are the people that don't follow politics on a daily basis. They share cat videos on Facebook. They're raising kids. They get up in the morning. They make breakfast. They get the kids off to work. They go off to work. They come home. They watch a few sitcoms, and then they go to bed. And sometimes they'll see maybe, 15 minutes of politics on the news before the weather and the sports. And they don't really feel the necessity that you will feel because we're out fighting the battles. We're fighting for our Second Amendment rights. We're fighting for against abortion and doing these things. So we see the value in the importance of getting out in the midterms. I just don't think a lot of people do.
And there's so many things people can do that don't take a lot of time, like do what you like letters to the editor, social media, get out the vote, door knock, make phone calls. I mean, just an hour a night or a couple nights a week. How do you get people motivated to want to do that so they understand that the midterms are extremely important? And I know everybody always says every election is, this is the most important election of our lifetime. But honestly, and I think you said it on the break, every election seems to be getting more and more and more important every time we have an election, especially because of the way the left has gone completely off the rails in general. How do you get people motivated to want to be able to, or to want to come out, even if it's just writing letters posting, sharing things on social media? How do you even get people to do that?
Well, it's just like any other sales. The first thing you've got to do is you've got to get people to see the value. Now, I think one of the keys here in Texas that really, really helps keep it is we are in a perpetual election cycle. First move here, we had the March primaries, and I was very surprised to find out in 6 weeks we were having a set of special elections. And then in another 2 months, another set of special elections for the runoff. And then we got this special. We've got like 6-7 elections going on every year. So your grassroots activists, they're always active. We're always having meetings and always getting together. I'm a gospel preacher. And so I'm going to use the example of church. If you want to keep the people active in church, you have to keep them there on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and involved with each other. The more they are involved with each other, the more they become a family, the stronger union is going to be. We've got that here in Texas. I'm good friends with grassroots activists all over this giant state, and I've got good friends. And it's like a great big giant family because everybody's always doing something. You go to a state like California and, they'll have a special election. Nobody even knows what's going on. And nobody ever gets together. Nobody ever organizes. Nobody ever gets behind the candidates to help them out and do these things. When you get those people motivated, then you're going to have the group, and it's a select group that can door knock. It's not an easy thing to door knock. Her name just walked out. She's
McComb. McComb. Yeah. She's hardcore. I don't think she sleeps.
She doesn't sleep. And we've got a number of them just like that. But you've got to pull those out of these big groups of people that are always active doing something. And I think that's really the key. The key is our grassroots here is we never give up. We never sit down. As soon as the election's over, we're working on another election.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the way it has to be, and that's probably why Texas will always be red.
Exactly.
It's states like mine or other states that might be quote-unquote purple, and I hate that term. I think I'm beginning to hate that color, where it goes, it goes back and forth. But the problem is, in some states, the left just has way more money. They pay activists. That's the huge difference. See, Republicans are usually grassroots activists. Yeah, they pay some people during campaigning, but Republicans or conservatives are grassroots, volunteer on my own time, do this all year round for, when it comes to legislation and other things, not just campaigns. And then, then you get the paid canvassers in some cases during the elections. But the left, they pay their people all year round, all the time. multiple organizations, pay them decent money, and they come off as activists, but in reality, they're being paid to do what they're doing. And that's their living, whereas conservatives have to earn a living and then, on the side, do their activism. Exactly. I think that's a huge difference as well.
It is, and enough of us have tried to make money in politics to realize there's no career, for the most part, in Republican politics, and it's better that way. You know, we've got an all-volunteer military in this country, and that's why we're the greatest. And I'll tell you, during the 2014 election, when Wendy Davis lost, she didn't even make 40%. She got 38.9% against Graham.
I remember that one.
20 points.
Yeah.
Battleground Texas came in here and spent oodles of money. And they paid a lot of people. And every single event I went to that year, 4th of July events, any kind of event that was going on, there were five or six Democrats out registering people to vote. And they're really kind of friendly. And they pay them and they get out there and go. But it's nothing next to the Republican grassroots army that is all volunteer. We rock.
Right.
And that's why I'm not too worried about Beto O'Rourke, because I've got confidence in the Texas Republican grassroots. I've never seen them. They're hyper, Kimberly. They're absolutely hyper.
Good.
They're nothing. They've been nothing like they are in the last few months.
I imagine the recent attack on Senator Cruz and his lovely wife probably ginned people up even more.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my Facebook blew up of all my support. Oh, my goodness. And it's because we hate that stupidity in the first place.
Right.
You know, I get on Facebook and I go to discuss with somebody and I always challenge them to ping pong. I will post one example of the left doing something like that, and then they can post one example of the right doing something like that. And for some reason, they never take the challenge. Because they can't find the first example, and I've already got 8 or 9 to show them. And it really does, and it's our character. It's the character in us to be good to people. We don't treat Democrats like that. Now, we might think they're idiots, like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are idiots, and we might call them idiots. But you're not going to find us going and booting them out of a restaurant. You're not going to find us going and shouting them down while they're trying to speak. That Nancy Pelosi got shouted down this last year by her own people.
Yeah, by your own people, which has made it even better. Keep that thought. When we come back, we'll continue talking on this topic. This is a great topic, and maybe we can motivate some people around the country to help get out the vote as well. We'll be right back. Don't go away, everyone.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am here with political activist Scott Osborne, who is kicking it in Texas with the upcoming election. And we're talking about how to get Republicans and regular people motivated to help during the midterms when a lot of people are just like, the presidential election is more important. So Scott, you brought up a really good point, and I think that's important that, you get people together all the time so that they become more like friends and family as opposed to just, hey, I'll see you. I'm just an activist part of the time or during elections or once in a while. And that keeps people motivated, right?
Oh, it does. And you know, in Texas, it's not just the grassroots. It's our elected officials. You know,
right.
In California, Devin Nunes was 4 years behind me, graduated from my high school. I offered him help right after Herman Cain quit. And I couldn't get him to contact me. Here in Texas, I've got about 5 to 7 senators' cell phones and about 40 different representative cell phones.
Right.
I've got half of Austin on the Republican side knows who I am. And I think that makes a big piece of it, too. Our grassroots are connected to our elected officials, and they hand out their cell phone numbers, and they expect for us to be interacting with them.
Right.
Our elected officials in Austin are expected to be part-time and hold a job, which is a wonderful thing. And so, mm-hmm. you've got this whole family, and it includes our senators. We got, Bob Hall and Matt Krause here, who in the middle of the night, if I needed to call them, I could call them and wake them up and they wouldn't care. And you've got that end of the mentality, plus this mentality on the grassroots of always going, everybody's a big family, and it works. If something's working here in Texas, because we're deep red.
you know, that's an interesting point, because that's the same way in New Hampshire. Our representatives are part-time. They have to have a full-time job or be retired or, not have to work. And we can call. I mean, in New Hampshire, their home address and cell phone number are on the general court website so that their constituents can contact them directly. And I have.
Right.
And I know plenty of, I know tons of them. I mean, the Democrats hate me. Some Republicans are afraid, but for the most part, you're right. I think that's a great, I think that is a really good point, because if you're all involved, you have the same goal and you're working towards the same goal. Yeah, you can't be everywhere all the time, but if there's a group of you, it's easy to move things forward. Maybe that's what, when I fled from Massachusetts, and I don't even think my elected official knew who I was, even the time I yelled at him that I hope he got voted out during a parade. But I don't even know how to get, wouldn't even know how to get in touch with them back then. So, you know what? I think that's a good point. And that's something to have people work towards is bringing up that family and friends of people so that it is easy when they're moving on between elections, and if they have to fight legislation or work to pass legislation, because if you all work together, even if it's on different things at different times, you have that network.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly. And Senator Bob Hall, he's not just what he was, my senator. I've moved just south of his district. He wasn't just my senator. He was my friend. And you're going to put out a whole lot more effort towards your friend that you care and love. And it's just a totally different mentality. I wish every state could do that. I'm a firm believer, Kimberly, if we could do that in some of these blue states, get our Republican grassroots and the officials organized and closer and more active, I don't think we have very many states.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree because think about it. If you ever look at the map, and I know you have, but maybe some of the listeners haven't, take a look at a map and see where the blue is and where all the red is.
Exactly.
Look at that. And when I drive through rural, every state has rural parts of it, right? New York isn't just New York City. It's got beautiful, beautiful country. It's the same with every state. And those are the people who came out last election. Those are the people who felt like they were ignored for all these years, especially under the Obama administration, and they came out. Those are the people that have to continue and not just, oh, you know, this is the first time I voted. I'm happy about my vote. Someone's sticking up for me. That's not enough. You got to keep going. You don't have to spend 40 hours a week, 20 hours a week, or even 10 hours a week. Just a couple.
That's right.
And that would help.
Just some. If everything does a little, it's a lot.
Right. All that little.
Especially from.
Oh, yeah. Getting out the vote, making phone calls. I've been there, done that. Now I go to. Now I work on the end of it, and I just get the numbers. I did all the other stuff, poll watching. I've done that, and so I've seen all parts of it from different aspects. And election day is crazy, but they need people at the polls holding signs, giving rides to the elderly or those who need it, calling people on the list, on their voting list, to make sure they voted, or if they need help to vote, they can go get them. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be done just on election day, so some people can make a thing of it. Hey, I can't do anything any other time, but I can on election day, right?
Oh, definitely. And you know what? One of the most important things we can do on election day is, and you just mentioned it, get out to the polls and get your push cards. There are, you know, we've got a different gamut of voters. Some voters really are only voting for the gubernatorial candidate. They may kind of, you know, have an idea about the senator. Some people are voting for everything all the way down to the janitor of all the way down. But a lot of, especially your local elections, which are very important, there's a lot of people that are coming up there and they really don't know who's running. And if you will stop and talk to them for a couple of seconds, hey, listen, this guy's running for sheriff and he's a really, really good guy. He's going to put the people first. And put that push card in their hand, make them there. There's a lot of those voters you can grab. And it's a matter of, and then of course, you know, making phone calls, reminding people to get out. That election day action is sometimes half the battle of a smaller campaign.
You know, you just, that's a good point, because I have done recounts in New Hampshire. And when you're looking at the ballots, one thing I noticed, and this was from November 2016, people filled out the top, like the federal elections and maybe some of their state reps, because sometimes they have multiple. They didn't fill out everything.
Exactly.
And honestly, people, and this is for everyone and every state across the country, sometimes, especially in smaller states or smaller districts, one vote counts. One vote can make a difference.
That's right.
I have seen it.
That's right.
Where one vote, people have won by one, literally one vote. And they, of course, they did a recount. It was still one vote. And that's kind of scary, knowing there's, you know, 2,000 voters, but only 500 came out. And only 300 voted for everything, every position open on a ballot. That's a good point. It's not just about the federal candidates. It's all the way down the ballot. People really need to know that's just as important, if not more important even, because that all affects you personally.
That's right. That's right. And we had a race here in Kaufman County right up just north of me. It came down to one vote this last primary season. And it causes chaos when it gets down to one vote, believe me.
Right. Oh, exactly. And, you know, honestly, sometimes it shouldn't even be that close if people were really paying attention, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's our job as the grassroots, is to get the people paying attention that don't normally pay attention.
Right.
And you can do that. You know, you can talk to your neighbors. If everybody would just talk to one neighbor and get them out, can you imagine what we could do in a presidential election?
Oh, right.
You just got one more person out with you that wasn't going to vote, that votes with you. It's not that hard. And you just gave the key to a while ago. You don't have to work 40, 60, 80 hours a week.
Yep.
A little bit of time, if everybody does a little bit, we'll rock it.
And that has a domino effect. You tell one person something, then they tell another, then they tell another, and then they say, did you hear this, or how about this candidate? And it has a huge effect across the board. It's not even just telling one person and it ends there. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly.
That's why every little bit counts. And that's why Republicans across the country need to make sure they're seen. People know their names. Even if you're in a solid red district, you're not safe. So, Scott, thank you so much for being with me tonight and talking about this. I know you guys work hard. And, Texas, you're a great example of what everyone else should be doing. Thank you, and I want to have you again on in November after the election, too. We will be here on the other side, and we will be talking about the Kavanaugh debacle. Thanks again, Scott. And we will make sure you guys...